Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci is here, too. Jim has become a great member of our brain trust over the last 13 years or so. He's been hanging out with us. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. His company helps companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward on a number of different ways, including some pretty, not only with his mind, but with his innovations, his technological innovations. He's our good friend Jim. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you, of course.
Good to have you back as always, Jim Cantarucci. Hey, Jim, you've been thinking a lot lately about complainers and manipulators, haven't you? Tell us what's been causing that to come to your mind.
Well, it's in the news lately, right? Are we all being manipulated? And it really comes down to being informed. And when I translate that to leadership and managing an organization, leading an organization, I think about what we're paying attention to, right? And often we pay attention to the loudest voice. Mm-hmm. And I noticed a bit of a paradox in that. When somebody's quiet and not bugging us as a leader, we tend to ignore them. Mm-hmm. And when somebody's loud, we try to ignore them, right? We try to avoid mm-hmm. them. Uh-oh, here he comes. He's going to be complaining. He's got something on his mind. And in both cases, we're missing information. And when we're missing information, it's possible that without that information, we might not be thinking of everything. We might not have all the data that we need to make the proper decisions. We might not be supporting those two ends of the spectrum that those people represent, therefore not helping them grow and get better. And in effect, we're being manipulated. And
it
we're
sounds
not
like,
doing our best
it sounds like
within
you're
our
saying...
organization.
It sounds like you're saying that we're walking around expecting everybody to serve up the information we need on a little platter. So all we have to do is just, you know, open our ears and our eyes and take it in. We don't have to do any work for it. Sounds like you're saying that for some people, we actually have to do a little work to get through the noise, to get to the good stuff, or to amplify another person who has good information but just won't broadcast it.
We have to pull back that blanket a little bit and search for it. Exactly right. And actually work through that process and not just sit back and wait for things to happen.
Are you
and,
seeing
and that's
how,
where
how
we're,
is this,
we're
how is this manifesting?
If we don't.
How is this manifesting as a problem in the marketplace? Are you talking about managers, leaders getting the most out of their employees? What are you saying?
Yeah, I think it definitely manifests itself there. I think that we end up supporting and promoting, for example, somebody who's quiet and easy. You know, I assign a task and let them go. And, boy, it just gets done. I don't know how it gets done, but it gets done. So they're easy for me. This other person, you know, they're really curious. They're asking a lot of questions. They flub up a little bit, but, you know, I really have to spend a lot of time with them. And so they're a problem for me, right? That quiet person, I'm going to promote. I'm going to let them go. But they might be torturing people while they're doing their job.
Right.
They might be doing exactly the wrong thing, getting us into trouble with customers, et cetera, and I don't know
Or they might be, because it was easy,
I let it go.
Sometimes that quietness turns off to be passive aggressiveness.
It could be, and it could be exactly the opposite too, Jim. They could be doing great, but I'm not giving them the support that they need to do even better because right. I don't know it, because I'm leaving them alone because they're easy. You know what I mean? It could go both directions, and that's the problem, not knowing. And that's what we're being manipulated into, not the best action.
This is something we see with in raising children. oftentimes people will have a couple of kids, and one is so easy. I mean, I know families right now where I've talked to the parents, and you know, recently, where one child is so easy, and the other one is just nothing but constant maintenance, and they actually, the mother actually laments the fact that she fears she's been taking her easy one for granted and not giving him or her the attention that they deserve because they've been, you know, the other one was demanding, you know, was manipulating her basically. And so this happens. I mean, parents who are listening right now are nodding their heads because it happens in the family.
Yeah, it definitely extends right into our teams in the workplace for sure. And again, it goes both ways. That wonder child maybe needs a little bit more support from us and also maybe going down the wrong path and we don't know it and we could help them, right? It could go right. Either direction. The fact that we're not there for them is a problem.
As managers, what do we need to, how do we need to deal with this? I mean, what are we looking for? Is this something that if we don't know that we have it, we shouldn't go looking for it? Or is this something that might be happening that we don't know about and we need to fix it?
Well, Jim, you and I have talked about this before. It really comes down to a custom plan for each person. And we have to look at each person and what their needs are. And we have to say, okay, Joe is loud and troublesome for me. How do I approach him and deal with him? Mary is quiet and easy. How do I approach her? And what's my custom plan as a leader for dealing with them? And make sure that I am attentive to aggressively working that plan for both people. The plans are different, but I have to work those custom plans and be attentive to those, or things are going to fall through the cracks. I can't just let it happen. I have to be moving forward towards it as opposed to just being passive and letting it occur.
That's the key to me. And
thinking about it.
What you're describing, Jim, is the work of a manager, the discipline, the skills, the activity of a manager. When you become a manager, your job is not just to make the unit function and accomplish the goals. The way you would do all that is doing what you said, having a plan for each employee, which takes more management time. And that's the reason why you have to spend that time. When we come back, I'm going to reveal which one of these types I was when I was an employee. I bet you couldn't guess which one of those. The loud one or the quiet one, I bet you couldn't guess. We'll do that after this break. I'm Jim Blassie, and Jim Cantarucci is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.